の時間。
えい、
せーの、レディオの時間。
Good morning! You are listening to Radio の時間 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Chika.
I'm Bianca. Today is Halloween. Do you have any plans?
Not this year. But I went to Robson Street last year and it was so fun and I saw a lot of people wearing so weird costumes.
Okay. Well, any ones that you remember the most?
I thought so many Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon at Robson Street. That's a first.
And also Mario.
Super Mario. That's always like a favorite for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you do besides going to Robson Street?
I forgot so many fake policemen.
Fake policemen as well. All right. Well, I mean, that's the only time of the year where people can dress up as policemen, right? And not get in trouble.
Not get in
trouble. Did you go to any of the nightclubs?
Yeah, I went to, but yeah, it was so fun too.
All right. Cool.
So, how about you?
I mean, my Halloweens, I don't do much because it's always been boring for me. I don't go trick-or-treating. I don't have parties. I mean, I used to celebrate it as like a elementary school kid.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, so ever since I stopped dressing up, I stopped going for candy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Do you remember when you were elementary school, what did you wearing do?
What did I wear? I think one time I dressed up as like a white duck, a chicken.
White duck?
Yeah, some kind of animal. I don't know what it was. I have a picture. I can show you later. But and also I did Madeline once. The funny thing was Madeline, the hat was too small for my head, so I couldn't put it on properly. And then one year, I think I was, what was I? No, I don't think it was a pumpkin. That was my teacher.
Okay. Pumpkin? Okay.
No, that wasn't pumpkin. No, I think that was it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what other costumes I had, but it wasn't a very festive kind of holiday for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not really holiday, but it wasn't very festive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess Japanese people also celebrate Halloween, although it's like a kind of Western thing, but, you know.
Yeah, still. So we also wearing costume and decorate store.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I think in Japan we have many seasonal food and like pumpkin pudding or pumpkin.
Pumpkin bread? Do you have pumpkin bread?
I think so. I think okay. something like that.
Okay.
And also drink.
Oh, yeah. Like what kind of drinks? Like, is it like the Starbucks one? Like the
pumpkin spice latte? Oh, yeah. Actually, I got like pumpkin spicy latte. I have.
You have it now, right? So festive.
Mm-hmm. But I don't feel pumpkin taste.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Aside from the drinks, like, are there any special Japanese drinks as well?
I have no idea, but yeah, pumpkin. I don't know pumpkin.
Okay, but I guess packaging really helps too, right?
Yeah.
Even if they don't change flavor, packaging, like when they change it, mm-hmm. it's kind of brings out the festivity in people. Right, and yes, mm-hmm. Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland.
Every holiday, they always change it up.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to Disneyland during the Halloween?
Yes. Oh. Actually, that was my first time going to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And I went at nighttime, and yeah, I mean, it was really cool. There were like Mickey Mouse shaped pumpkins, and like a lot of creepy ghosts and a lot of decorations. Oh, even the goods
mm-hmm.
were Halloween themed.
So cute.
Very, very cute. I'm like, I should have bought more, but.
What did you buy?
I bought like candies
uh-huh.
In like a Halloween, like Disneyland Halloween themed. Containers
okay.
for my friends
okay.
and then I also bought what else did I buy? Oh, I got like a cup, like a special Halloween cup
okay.
that they have when you buy the, mm-hmm. like, the meal
mm-hmm.
that's for myself. Yeah, that's all I did, but have you been there during Halloween?
I don't think so because always too long lineup.
Yeah, that's true.
Attraction and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but in the future, I want to go there.
Yeah, I should try it.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe this year, so many kids want to be a princess.
Oh, the whole princess thing.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's because of Frozen, right?
Yes, because...
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay. Here is a song, Let It Go by Meiji.
I'm not sure if people have heard of the Japanese version. Probably the English version a lot, but apparently there is a Japanese version. Oh, okay. Here it is. So that was Let It Go by Meiji. I didn't know Japanese people put so much effort to, you know, decorating Disneyland to, you know, really match the theme for Halloween. Yes. Japanese people like theme things in general, right?
Yes. Like, even though the Christmas and the beginning of year and a lot of, like, food, like, seasonal food and, like, even though the nail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, the nails. So, like, there's nails, and I saw pictures of, like, the character bentos. They're really cute.
I think people don't know about the character bento.
Well, what is it then? Like, okay, Japanese bento. What is inside it, and why is it cute?
Yes, so usually, kids have the bento for the lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then inside is, it's totally depend on the, family or depend on the mother.
Okay.
But, rice and then seaweed, right? So they mm-hmm. are making to, more calorically.
Like, for example, make the sausage look like an octopus.
Oh, yes.
That's the common one, right? Sausage into octopus.
Octopus.
Oh, what else is there? Like, character bentos. Like, I've seen ones that have, they make, the rice balls, the onigiris, right?
Yes.
They make that into, a really cute character, I don't know.
Like
Rirakuma. Yeah, Rirakuma, the bear.
I don't know
if
people bear. Know about this one, but...
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
A really chill bear.
And also, use the rice and seaweed and make, panda bear or something.
Oh, that's so cute. It's all... it's basically, a eye candy as well as the taste must be really good and mm-hmm. healthy too, right? Mm-hmm. So, character bentos. I wish my mom could make one. She can't cook.
I wish I want to make for my kids.
Aww, you're thinking so far ahead. Anyways, and... Also for costumes, we looked through pictures mm-hmm. of costumes that Japanese people wore in previous Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and there were some pretty interesting ones. Do you remember which one was the most eye-catching for you?
Which one?
Yeah, which one was most memorable?
I think lion character.
Lion characters. What is lion though? By the way,
lions are something similar to meat. I forgot. Maybe you have similar applications.
Similar application, WhatsApp?
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. But Lion has, those really cute emoticons or stickers.
Yes.
Right? And so people...
Stamps.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So people dress up as them.
Yes.
That's really cool. So from the pictures I remember, there were people dressed up as, home ec tools, remember? the sewing, the needle, and the... The what's it called? The thimble. Someone dressed up as... Was it a hammer? It wasn't a hammer, was it?
I don't know.
Okay. And there was also one who dressed up as, the emergency exit door sign.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gosh. People are so creative when it comes to Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, when we think about Halloween, think mm-hmm. about, scary, spooky things, haunted houses,
yes.
right? That's, a biggie.
Yeah.
Haunted houses. Japan has haunted houses too, right?
Yes, we have many, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most famous one is Fuji-Q one.
Oh, the Fuji-Q one. You mean the super scary Labyrinth of Fear, as translated in English?
Yeah, I don't know the English name, but yeah, something, yeah.
Oh, I actually went to the amusement park. I saw it, and it just creeped me out really mm-hmm. badly, so I didn't want to go in.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
You've been in there before, right?
Yes.
How was it?
So scary. It was so scary. I went to there with my, six friends?
Friends?
Yeah, six friends.
Okay.
And then I think two people quit on the way.
Two people quit on the way? You can just leave halfway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then also we got the complaint from the other people
uh-huh.
because we finished too late. We finished.
Oh, so you guys
took a long time for the finish.
Oh, okay. So so that's why the group after you couldn't start on time.
Yeah.
Right.
Because when we got the ghost,
uh-huh.
we try to escape or running on the
runaway. Yeah.
And it's kind of dangerous if there's so many people stuck on the way.
Oh, because when you're running away, you're just staying in this one area. You're not going forward or backwards, kind of.
And some people go back. So and then we got the complaint, and anyway, so scary.
Oh well, it's Labyrinth of Fear, right? You're supposed to be scared.
And also this one is almost 1 hour or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Haunted mansion.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I actually looked up the website.
Uh-huh.
And they actually made new stuff. So this is what the website said. Okay. Mm-hmm. So their new rooms, including the quarantine ward, mm-hmm. CT scan room, the diagnostic exam room, third operating room, new mortuary, second long corridor, and the bacteria lab. With the longest route in history at 900 meters and lasting over 60 minutes long.
Yeah.
The level of labyrinthine twists increase with the complete renewal of the entire route, and you'll be gripped with the terror that you're never going to get out alive. According to the website, as translated in English.
Really scary.
Right? I mean, oh gosh, I am a total weakling for haunted houses. I can't go in. But do you think it's scarier than the PNE one for Fright Night? I haven't been myself, so I don't know.
I haven't been there too, so me either. So okay. I don't know, but I guess more scary.
Right? Yeah. I mean, this short description makes it sound like it's scarier than all the haunted houses at PNE combined. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, our next song we're going to be playing, it's called No Way by The Bodies. Here it is.
I don't want to know you.
one of the biggest Halloween events in Tokyo. It is called just Halloween parties.
Oh, Halloween party.
Yeah, by like bumps. It's really famous rock bands in Japan.
Oh, okay. Is it just rock bands or are there other artists there as well?
Yeah, this year it's kind of so interesting. It's already done, but like Meiji, who we already played her music.
Oh, the Let It Go song.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And yeah, she's actually not rock band, and also Momoiro Clover Z. Do you know that?
Oh, is it a idol group?
Yes. It's totally idol group.
Oh, okay.
And also Kishidan, which is a rock band, but. I don't know how can I say it. It's quite interesting.
That's pretty cool, though. You know, you have all these artists coming together to celebrate Halloween with the fans. And the fans dress up in costumes as well, I believe?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, that is pretty cool. Well, we're going to play a song done by... it's a theme song, I'd say, for this event. Mm-hmm. It's called Halloween Party by Halloween Junkie Orchestra. But before I play the song, I just want to say that there were over 13 performers. Yes. They're all rock artists who contributed to the song. So here it is.
Yeah. See the lightning flashing.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The song we played before the break was Halloween Party by Halloween Junkie Orchestra. So last show, we said we would be talking about food. Now's the time for that. Okay, first question.
Yes.
Chika, what does autumn appetite mean? I know we don't have this in English. It's a Japanese thing.
Yeah, I think so.
What does it actually mean?
First of all, we have fall season, right?
Uh-huh.
And harvest take place in the autumn.
Okay.
So we have large variety food, and also during summer, like the temperature is always, our country is always over 32 degrees.
Ooh.
And that's why many people lose the appetite.
Oh, so because it's summer, it's too hot. So people lose their appetite.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then in the whole, like, time to eat.
Oh, so you start getting like, the urge to eat.
Yeah, like more active.
Oh, your stomach becomes more active. Not you though. You start to slow down.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, what are like the popular fall foods?
I guess like pike.
Okay. Pike is fish.
Yes, pike is fish.
Yeah.
And what is like chestnuts?
Chestnuts. Oh, like the roasted chestnuts, right? Like I see people on the side of the street.
Oh, yeah,
them.
Like night markets.
So, oh, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Okay, cool.
Yes. And also, yeah, many like vegetable and fish. Yes, something like that.
Okay.
Is there any like this kind of like...
Like anything special in Vancouver?
Yeah.
For Vancouver, I mean... Fall is a good time to eat oysters and sea urchins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, this is a mostly popular thing with Chinese, but hot pot is also very popular during this time because it's getting colder.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my family, we tend to go out for hot pot at least once or twice a month because, you know, it's really, it warms us up.
Yeah. In Japan also, mostly winter, but we also have so many... like variety of hot pot type.
Okay, what are they actually?
We have mizutaki.
Oh, mizutaki.
Which is like chicken and chicken in hot pot.
Chicken in hot pot. So like boiling water and you throw a chicken inside.
Yes.
What else do you put in it?
And the vegetable really depends. I think this one is west side.
Oh, west side of Japan.
Yeah. Also, sukiyaki. Yeah, that's a nice.
Oh, that is so good. I love
have
the raw egg, right? So you have like a flat plate. You put beef on it.
Yes.
And then you have a bowl of
onion,
raw egg.
And, yeah.
Oh, onions. I don't eat those, so ignore that. And then you have a bowl of egg, right?
Yes.
Raw egg. It's raw. Okay. And then you dip the cooked beef into it.
Into egg. And
do you put soy sauce in it too?
Or I don't think. Egg? So just egg.
Just egg. And then you eat it, right?
Yeah.
So good.
It's so good.
Okay, what else?
I think shabu shabu.
Shabu shabu.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, you should explain it this time. I'm going to spoil the fun.
It's similar to sukiyaki, but shabu shabu is more, more like beef.
Beef. Okay.
Pork.
Pork, so.
Yeah, pork and beef.
Pork and beef. And you also have vegetables in it too, right?
Vegetable too, yes.
And what kind of sauce do you use?
We have two types of sauce.
Oh, yeah?
One is a soy sauce. I think soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
And the other one is...
ponzu?
No. Sesame sauce.
Oh, sesame like oil or is it sauce?
Sauce.
Sesame
sauce.
Sesame
sauce. I think, yeah. Ponzu and sesame sauce.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yes, but we went to the hot pot restaurant last week.
Oh,
right?
Yes, we had a hot pot party last week.
Yeah.
So I showed Chika like how, I guess, people here have hot pot in a non-Japanese restaurant. Like, so we went to a Chinese hot pot place, and she was very surprised when I told her that we could order more than one soup in the same pot.
Yeah, I think really good idea for the like two type. We can enjoy the two type taste.
Yeah, and then we ordered basically. I told her that my family usually eats meat vegetables, meat. We usually order a lot of meat, but at that time we also ordered seafood, right? Meats,
so
veggies,
nice.
And it was a lot of food. It was an all you can eat thing with no time limit.
I got the spicy soup and I couldn't.
Oh yeah, she couldn't finish it. It was
so
hilarious.
Spicy.
She was like, "Oh, can I make it less spicy?" But it's already less spicy. And
I never
things happen.
So.
But I mean, in Japan, do people like spicy hot pot? Do they have a spicy hot pot?
We have like similar restaurant, like two type of soup, and one is spicy and the other one like whatever. But it's not common style. Like usually our Japanese hot pot is not so spicy and not spicy.
And I also heard that different prefectures have their own special type of hot pot.
Yes.
Okay. Your hometown is
My hometown doesn't have any. No, we don't have.
That's too bad.
Mostly more like countryside and, you know, the Hokkaido. I don't know Hokkaido? But Aomori or.
Oh, Aomori? Yeah, it's like north.
Fukuoka, yeah.
So Aomori is north. Fukuoka is like southwest.
Southwest.
Yes. Okay.
Each prefecture has a, like, own style.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. All right, so we're going to continue talking more about food after this song.
Okay.
What is the name of the song?
This song is Moon by Namie Amuro. Was Moon by Namie Amuro. So I found the ranking for the represented autumn.
Oh, so like foods that are most representative of autumn.
Yes.
Interesting. So what were the results?
The first place is chestnuts.
Chestnuts! I mentioned that. Yeah. Yes, you mentioned
and it. And second one is pine.
Pine?
Oh,
pike. Pike. Okay, we're not eating trees here.
Pike.
The fish, pike. Okay, third?
Third is like matsutake is mushroom.
So it's a type of mushroom.
Type of mushroom.
Okay, so...
But much bigger than mushroom, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, for those who don't know what it is, just look up on Google.
And matsutake rice is so nice, I guess.
Matsutake rice. Well, what is it?
Just put on the rice.
Oh, and it's a popular dish in the autumn?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And so for chestnuts, we mentioned that you could, you know, eat roasted chestnuts, right?
Also, we put on the rice, too.
Wow, you put everything on rice.
Yeah.
You can even put the pike on rice. No. And then you can put like...
Yeah, it's possible, I guess. Sounds so nice.
Anything and everything goes well with rice. Okay, yes. But I don't see any vegetables.
Oh, like vegetable represented
autumn? Yeah, autumn.
No vegetable. Oh, how about yam?
Yam? Oh, yes, yam would be a vegetable, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a very big fan of vegetables. Because I'm a meat person.
Meat person.
I'm a meat person. But, you know, there is a song. They try to get kids to eat vegetables.
Yes.
So they made a song. It's called Vegeta Rhythm.
Yes, Vegetarism.
Vegeta Rhythm. It's a very cute song with kids dancing in the background. So, yeah, here's the catchy song about vegetables.
Okay, so the song was Vegetarism by Yuki Mayuko and the Vegetarism. Mm-hmm. And these kids, like, there's 4 kids in the music video, and they are a back dancer for the, like, really famous female artist.
Ooh.
So it is called Kari Pame Pame.
That sounds like a mouthful. Who is she? I know she's popular, but, like, you know, who is this person?
She is called Japan's Lady Gaga.
Oh, wow.
Or like Harajuku Pop Princess. I saw that this kind of article, like, mention about her. Yeah, she always wearing like flashy costume, and yeah, her song is very catchy as well.
Wow. Well, I mean, catchy is because they must be really popular then, right?
Yes.
She's pretty popular with like the overseas people too.
Yeah, especially I heard the European.
She has like, she embodies the kawaii culture.
Also Harajuku culture.
Harajuku culture as well. Very important. Yeah. Well, here is one of the songs called, I feel like it's mixed between Halloween and fashion. It's called Fashion Monster. Haha, Fashion Monster. Okay, and it's by Kenny Pyamu Pyamu. Fashion Monster. And that was Fashion Monster by Kyeri Pyamu Pyamu. We are near the end of our show today. Tracklists and podcasts can be found on our Facebook page under Radio No Jikan. Jikan is spelled J-I-K-A-N. Our next show will air on November 28th. We will be talking about
vacations
in Japan.
In Canada.
Well, more so in Japan.
Okay.
Okay, we'll mention some types of transportation that are mostly used.
Yeah.
You know, like the bullet train, ha ha ha, everyone's heard of that. And some activities, you know, mm-hmm. Japanese people and tourists do in the fall.
Yeah, because in Japan we have nice and beautiful scenery during the autumn, like red leaves and yellow leaves.
Ooh, red and yellow leaves.
Yeah.
We have those too in Canada.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're different, right? I think the ones in Canada are bigger.
I think bigger than Canada, but similar to Vancouver.
Hold on. Japan's leaves are bigger than Canada?
Oh, sorry. You are talking about leaves?
Leaves, yeah.
I think same.
Anyways,
yeah,
we'll talk.
I found the same leaves at the Stanley Park.
Really?
Yeah.
You found the same leaves?
Yeah, same.
Anyways, we'll talk more about that next time. We'll be saving that. Mm-hmm. The show after us is called The Sector. And yeah, the last song we're going to play for today mm-hmm. is called Cosmos by Sandaime J-Soul Brothers. It's a boy band. No, boy band. Sorry, boy group.
Boy
group. Excuse me. But Cosmos. It has a very interesting meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It's really famous as a flower as a during the autumn.
Oh.
But I haven't thought about this one, but the Chinese letter is autumn cherry blossom.
Oh, that's so cool. So, okay. That's different. It's a different color from the cherry blossoms that we used to see.
It's totally different flower. Yeah, it's totally different flower, but I don't know, but Chinese letter is kind of cherry blossom.
Oh, okay. But do Japanese people, see it as the autumn cherry blossom? Is it, a symbol?
Yeah, symbol for the autumn. So I can feel the autumn if I heard this word.
Okay, well, that's just great. So we're going to be playing this song, Cosmos, by Sandaime J-Soul Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it for today. Have a great morning!
この思いが僕たちを無口にさせるよ。もうごめんと言えばあなたが消えそうで壊れるくらい抱き寄せた。愛してると何度あなたに伝えてみてもやるせなく微笑むのはなぜ。そう紛れもなく結ばれた僕たちは罪人なんかじゃない。罪人なんかじゃない。
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And welcome to The Sector, the radio show podcast discussing the world of nonprofits, social justice, and activism. With me, your host, Ethan Clow, and we are broadcasting here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday. It's Halloween. So happy Halloween to all of you out there. I hope you have some plans for either trick-or-treating or Halloween costume parties. you know that those are always the best part of Halloween. It's a shame it's only one day. With all the build-up, it would be nice to have, you know, like a week of trick-or-treating. But I guess that would just be too much of a strain on the candy industry. You know, we overtax them as it is, so. But, well, great show today. Lots to discuss. Some really interesting news happening here on UBC, as well as a really strange story out of Houston. I'm going to get into that a bit later today, and wow, really bizarre. So stay tuned for that. It's going to touch on a lot of issues, social justice, as well as activism. But also on today's show, we have an interview with Jackie Zahner. Jackie is with the organization Women Moving Millions, and they've just put out a new paper to coincide with their new campaign, All In For Her. And you can go to their website right now and download that campaign and the paper that has all kinds of information on the state of philanthropy for women around the world. Really interesting stuff. So we'll get on to our interview with Jackie in just a little bit. And of course, we also have our upcoming event for those of you local in Vancouver and wish to see me host a panel on the recent CRA audits of charities. So these are the left-leaning, progressive, environmental, human rights charities that have been disproportionately audited by the CRA. The panel will feature such experts as Margaret Mason, who is a charity lawyer, as well as Gareth Kirkby, who is a researcher and one of the original people to first bring to light the CRA audits and their focus on progressive left-leaning charities. So I will be hosting it. I'll be asking interesting questions, and I will encourage our audience to ask even more interesting questions. So it's a great opportunity to learn more about this, well, I mean, potential threat to the charity sector here in Canada, as well as a way to empower charities and provide some optimistic and hopeful strategies for the future. So hopefully we will see you there. And if you want to get more information, we will have some links to it in our show notes over at sectorpodcast.wordpress.com. You can find the event on Meetup on Facebook and Twitter. And again, we will have the ways for you to get involved with that later on in the show. And if you want to send us some information on events that you think are important to the charity sector, or if you just want to share your thoughts with us on the sector, you can email us at sectorpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can visit us online at sectorpodcast.wordpress.com. And of course, feel free to use Twitter and Facebook to connect with us. We are on Facebook at Sector Podcast, as well as Twitter at Sector Podcast. And of course, you can tweet me at Ethan Clow on Twitter. Well, let's take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, we will have our interview with Jackie Zahner. Stay tuned.
I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard. And then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this, Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut! Sir Ian.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Joining us now is Jackie Zahner, Chief Engagement Officer of Women Moving Millions. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you, Ethan. Nice to be with you.
So let's start off with your organization. What does Women Moving Millions do?
Well, it does a lot of things, but maybe I'll start with, you know, what we are, which is very new, actually, in sort of philanthropy today. We are a community of women and a few good men, as we like to say, that have made gifts of a million or more to organizations of our choice that primarily serve the needs of girls and women really everywhere in the world. So we are first and foremost a donor community. And we do a lot of work to promote the individual and collective leadership of our members, much like other communities or networks do.